read you 1 Timothy 4, 6 to 16. And here is what the Apostle Paul writes to his protege, Timothy. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end, we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Amen. The word of the Lord. Even before becoming a pastor myself, I found it very helpful to, put myself in the shoes of Timothy, just being, being a man, being a young man under instruction, just being a disciple of Jesus. I found the letters of Timothy, the letters to Timothy, very gripping, because they say several times and very directly just what it is that you, young man, must do. The world is degrading. The world is becoming more and more wicked. As for you, however, my son, some men are going to chase after fairy tales and silly doctrines and falsehoods and heresies. As for you, however, son Timothy. And to hear those kinds of things as if they're being spoken directly to you is very powerful. You know, of course, not that Timothy and I are the same or that our lives are the same. You know, he's the protege of an apostle. He suffered very much and labored very hard in the establishing of many of the early churches. My life compared to his is pretty soft and easy, okay? But reading the Timothy letters tends to make a young man realize that being a worker for the Lord Jesus was not designed to be soft and easy. It is a soldier's work. It's not for the half-hearted, and it's not for the half-serious. It is soldier's work. Okay, now a young man reading the scriptures can benefit by, you know, pretending or imagining, you know, this is being said directly to me. And then, you know, one day it dawns on you, this is being said directly to me. Okay, the things that are being commanded and charged aren't just for one man back in the first century. They've been stored up in the scriptures for anyone who is in a position of responsibility for others in God's church. Okay, do you want to enlist in the Lord's army? Tremendous. There are duties. There are responsibilities. There are expectations. You are a man under orders. So I want to speak, of course, directly to Brother Napoleon and then to his congregation, but also by parallel, I speak to myself and I speak to First Baptist Church congregation. So whoever you are, listen accordingly. As for a pastor, he is charged with certain very specific duties. And I'll call your attention to verse 6. First, instruct the brethren. Okay, do you want to be, as verse 6 says, a good minister of Jesus Christ, then your primary work is that of instruction. God has given us his word. Peter tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness. But unless you instruct the brothers, then God's gift to them, to us, is ineffective. How will they know what God's gift to us is? How will they use it unless you instruct them? Okay? A good minister must open the word of God, the whole word of God, and instruct the brothers in all that God communicates to his church. Genesis to Revelation. Okay? In verse 13, Paul tells Timothy, and so Brother Napoleon, I tell you, give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Expose the people to all of the Word of God, all of the things of God. Read them the Bible, explain it, and expect obedience. Verse 11, I will call your attention to, my friends. These things command and teach. Now, you are, my friends, you are the church of the Great Commission. What does the Great Commission say? It says, make disciples, make them, but you don't stop there, do you? Teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Teach them, okay? You don't just make Christians. Feed the flock that is entrusted to your care. Nourish Christians, lead them. It is fitting and right for a minister who represents the Lord Jesus Christ to command and teach in order that his people might not just be born again, but that they might grow up to the full maturity which is in Christ Jesus. You are their brother. You are not their master. You are an equal. Okay, all Christians are on equal footing before the Lord. But when you instruct the brothers in the word of God, and when you speak his words, you bear his authority. Be faithful in this, and do what you are called to do. Instruct the brothers in these things. Secondly, guard the pure faith. Guard it. You must guard the apostles' doctrine. It is being entrusted to your care to pass on to these others what the apostles passed down for us. Verse 6, I will call your attention, friends. Verse 6 speaks of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. According to the French version, it says, the good doctrine which you have exactly followed, which you have exactly followed. Okay, the beliefs of Christians over the last 2,000 years have gone off in 100 different directions. What's the truth? What should Pastor Napoleon preach to his people? What should Pastor Sarr preach to his people? What should we teach? Okay, Paul told Timothy, as time passes, many will depart from the faith. They're going to preach instead ideas that they made up out of their own heads, deceptive things and heresies. They'll forbid things that aren't forbidden and permit things that aren't permitted. As for you, Timothy, reject idle talk. Reject spiritual nonsense. Hear me, both of you churches. Christian teaching is not a democracy. You understand, the majority does not get to decide what is true. The majority does not get to decide what they will believe. Christian teaching is not either evolutionary, where, okay, you started with the Bible, but over the course of 2,000 years, now it has grown and developed into something else so that the church today can teach something different from what's in the Bible. No. Christian teaching is something that was handed down and is to be preserved. Okay? Christ said to the apostles, to them, what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth will have been bound in, will have been loosed in heaven. Okay, so what the apostles give to us as preserved in the Holy Word, guard carefully and pass it on to men who also will be able to teach others. Because our enemy, the devil, corrupts and twists the faith. You, Brother Napoleon, have to be able to discern the difference between what is real and what is counterfeit. And that takes training, it takes experience, it takes wisdom. You will give an account to the Lord for your sheep. So keep them, guard the good deposit. And thirdly, be an example to them. You see in verse 7, it says, exercise yourself toward godliness. Verse 12 specifically says, be an example to the believers. Even if you do carefully teach orthodox doctrine, it will not be sufficient if your own character is not a shining example of the transforming power of God in a man's life. The evil one will attack you. He will tempt you. He will try to spoil your ministry. If he can damage your reputation, he can silence your voice. He can destroy your church. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Holy Spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh, you will live. Be jealous for your own purity and holiness. And he says, in all of these things, make progress. Give yourself entirely to it. Don't ever stop learning. Don't ever stop reading. Don't ever stop improving. Don't ever stop searching the scriptures. Develop your skills for the sake of yourself and for your people. The responsibility is yours. Now be courageous and do it. To the church, I say, that is what you should expect from him. Now, what are you to give to him? What are you, the Haitian Church of the Great Commission, to give to your minister? First of all, submit to the teaching that agrees with godliness and the gospel of Jesus Christ. You should see Brother Napoleon as an authority figure in your life, an authority figure that God has given you. The Bible tells him, command and teach. He is not there to suggest things to you. He is there to command and teach. You know the Great Commission says disciples are to be taught to obey all that the Lord commanded. So it is not Napoleon who commands you. It is Christ. It is not Brother Napoleon who will be your judge. It is Christ himself. But Christ has given to the church pastors and teachers. And if you ignore the man of God that God has put into your life, then you are ignoring God. Listen carefully, submit to him. If he does his best and teaches you well, it will go well for you all. Give him also, besides submission, give him your love. Encourage him. He is flesh and blood just like you. He grows tired. He makes mistakes. He needs to know that he is appreciated. Help him advance. It is for your own benefit. Pray for him. And also, if you can, give him some financial support. Okay, give him a salary if possible. The Holy Spirit says to him in the scriptures, give yourself entirely to this business. He does you a very precious service in bringing you the Word of God. He has to give very much time to study and to preparing his teaching. The more time he can give, the better for you. Is the teaching of the Word of God precious to you or not? If it is, consider it a good trade. The Scripture has ordained that those who preach the gospel should have their living from the gospel. Now, all of you, pastors and congregation both, remember this. The church is the pillar and the foundation of the truth. Your church, my church, the church, it is the pillar and foundation of the truth. Labor in the truth, defend the truth, love the truth, love one another. This is how the world will know that you are indeed Christ's disciples. Glory be to his name. Amen.